is a Getaway Friday here, Friday, November the 20th, 2020, 11-20-2020. 18 and a half minutes past the hour, you're tuned into WWGH Radio on the air. Now, we've been having a great conversation this morning about, do people have patience? Do people care about other people? Were people more patient 50 years ago? We even got into corporal punishment. They were in the schooling system. If you have any opinions on any of this, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. If the phone lines were ringing busy this morning, just means we were on the line with somebody else. So if somebody's got something to say, give me a buzz right now. Would love to hear your opinions as well as everybody else's, 740-383-9944. Do people like to wait in lines? Why at the fast food places are we willing to hit parked cars? Why do we get angry at beggars in grocery stores? It's a mess. And are we less patient at the holiday time? Should kids still receive corporal punishment spankings in school? Would that help anything? Or is it because the parents don't believe the teachers anymore, which has also been a very big problem? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and we can chat about all of that here on WWGH Radio. Now, I do want to get to my announcements here because I think they are important. Free Thanksgiving. Oh, we're going to take the phone call because I think these conversations we're having this morning are rather appropriate. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not about being impatient, but I thought I'd give you an old hint. I was stuck around a radio station the other night and trying to get something different. And you're talking about the music, you know, for Christmas getting started and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you know, 93.3 Hot, or the Boss down in Columbus.
Right.
They started their Christmas music last Monday. And the reason why they did it was because of this pandemic. They were trying to get people on their doldrums and get them into the mood for the holidays.
Well, that's nice. I mean, we'll start ours on Thursday this week, Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
So, you know, not too far away.
Right. But yeah. They started there early just to get people in the mood and get them out of this, being homebound and everything.
Well, hopefully that'll cheer people up this year. We got to have something.
Well, I listened to them, you know, for a couple hours this evening, and it does make a whole lot of difference. It does kind of cheer you up a little bit.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad it worked, 93.3. Hey, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, 93.3, the Boss.
Thank you. There you go, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay, free Thanksgiving Day meal, November 26th, open to the public. Carry out, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Day Spring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, across from Menards. If you don't have any transportation, home delivery is available in the Marion area. Now, home delivery will be available on Thanksgiving from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but you got to put your order in before Tuesday, November 24th at noon. So what you have to do is call 740-389-3684. That's 740-389-3684. That's the Day Spring Church to put your order in. And I imagine if they have an answering machine, you just leave it on the answering machine, your address and who you are and that you want one of these meals. Do it that way, 740-389-3684. Now, remember that Emmanuel Lutheran is not doing their Thanksgiving dinner this year, and we haven't heard about the rec center yet. The rec center has done it for years. I doubt it that they're doing it. I haven't heard anything, but I doubt they would be doing it in person if they were doing it, because even Dayspring has went to carry out and delivery here. But if anybody knows anything about the rec center, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Haven't really heard if they have canceled that or not, but with Emmanuel Lutheran canceling, and they've done it for years, I would imagine the rec center is probably not going to do it, but I can't say for sure because I don't know. So if you know, let me know. And maybe somebody can call City Hall and ask them. I'm sure they would know. And then you can call us and let us know. 740-383-9944. But don't forget the free Thanksgiving dinner at Dayspring Westland. Remember, it is carry out on Thanksgiving Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. But if you do want to put an order in for delivery in the Marion area, you have to have that delivery in by Tuesday, November 24th at noon. 740-389-3684. So that is what's going on there. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello, there is still good people out there. I went to Kroger's a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't reach something on the high shelf, and there was a young man there, and he was real nice about it. He got it for me, and I checked out, and I went to my car, and there was a young man walking by, and I said, could you lift this heavy cat litter into my trunk? And he did. And he also finished loading my groceries in my car, and he said, and I'll take your cart for you. And I thought, you know, there is good people.
There are good people. Why do you think, though, that we are seeing a lot more uptight people? What is the rush with people?
I don't know, because I don't rush, because I have nothing to do but stay at home.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad you had a good experience. Do you have any big Thanksgiving plans?
No, we do not. My daughter is very adamant about this, and they live in Hilliard, and her husband is a doctor, and he said this is a real thing, so they won't be coming, and my son and his wife possibly might come, but no, other than that, nothing.
Well, I hope you have the best Thanksgiving, and I hope you tune into this station. We'll be on that day. We're going to start playing Christmas music that day. So while you're having dinner, hopefully you can listen to us.
Okay, I probably will.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, you too. All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. There you are. And those stories are good to hear, too. We do have a lot of complaints over the year about people who aren't as nice as they possibly could be, but it's good to hear good stories like that people are getting good service and things like that are going on. So if you have one of those stories too, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to also remind you that the free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, is going on tomorrow. The food giveaway is Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. So there you go. Free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. The food giveaway is Saturday morning, November 21st at 9 a.m. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. And I'm sure that will be a very big event tomorrow, and a lot of people are in need. So there you have it. And again, phone lines are open if you have anything to say. And as I have said, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. Now, we got 3 hours left this morning. 2.5 at this point. So what I'm going to do, we have the Thanksgiving Family Feud here, but we also have the Thanksgiving Trivia. So maybe we'll do Family Feud this hour. We'll see how well this goes. And then maybe we'll do some Thanksgiving, just straight trivia questions next hour. But let's get into the Family Feud here, because we're going to break in about 2 minutes. Okay, first category, let's get everything situated here. First category only has 4 answers, so maybe we can rip right through this quickly. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? That's the first category. Only 4 answers here. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Only four answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now remember, the category again. Oh, here we go. Let's see if this is one of the answers coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
The pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Pumpkin pie is on the list at number two. Remember, only four answers in this category. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead.
Pizza.
What was that?
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza not on the list, but a good Thanksgiving bet. No pizza on the list. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? We've only got four answers here. Number two was pumpkin pie. We've still got three answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about the good old turkey?
The turkey's number one on the list. You got it. Turkey one on the list, pumpkin pie number two. Turkey one, pumpkin pie number two. We're going to break back in exactly 1 minute.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, November 20th, 2020. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? We've got two of the four. We've got turkey and we've got pumpkin pie. What are the other two? Go ahead, caller.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce not on the list, but a good guess. Cranberry sauce does not make the list. Again, if a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Go ahead, caller.
What about ham?
Ham, not on the list either.
Okay.
Thank you. Ham does not make the list. Only four answers in this particular category. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Now, turkey was number one. Pumpkin pie is number two. But there are still two other answers here in this Thanksgiving-themed family feud. Go ahead, caller.
Stuffing.
Stuffing, number four on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Stuffing hits number four on the list, and I prefer the cornbread stuffing, but people at my house seem to like the turkey stuffing. I like the cornbread. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Now, we've got turkey, we've got pumpkin pie, we've got stuffing. What is the other item here? Number three on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about the green bean casserole?
No green bean casserole on the list. Green bean casserole does not make the list today. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Go ahead, caller. Oh, caller's gone. If a person doesn't cook well, What Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got turkey, we've got pumpkin pie, and we've got stuffing. What item are we missing? Thanksgiving family feud here on this Friday. Which item are we missing? Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Mashed potatoes?
No mashed potatoes. Good guess, though.
How about sweet potatoes?
You know, no sweet potatoes either, but that would have been my guess.
Okay.
Thank you. No sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes on the list today. If a person doesn't cook well, what Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say mashed potatoes, but I guess that's wrong.
It's a good guess. It's a very good guess. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
No mashed potatoes on the list. If a person doesn't cook well, what Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Now, we've got turkey, pumpkin pie, and stuffing. What answer are we missing here? We've got turkey, pumpkin pie, and stuffing. We're missing answer number three. If a person doesn't cook well, what Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Go ahead, caller.
Hot rolls.
Now, do you like the brown serve or the Hawaiian bread? What do you get?
That's just a hands down. Has to be the Hawaiian rolls.
People love the Hawaiian. Do you put ham on them or just butter?
Or just eat them however you get them.
Now, see, I still go with the... I love the brown serve with the butter that melts on top.
Yeah.
I love those. It's... You know what? That's another good... Not on the list. Can you believe this?
Oh, for crying out loud.
How can you do without them? Thank you.
Bye.
No rolls, brown serve, or Hawaiian on the list. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? Now, we've got a turkey, a pumpkin pie, and stuffing. We're still missing one answer. We've got turkey, pumpkin pie, and stuffing. What answer are we missing here? 740-383-9944. The Big Din Din coming up next week. Go ahead, caller.
What about sweet potato casserole?
Sweet potato casserole, not on the list, but what goes in that? I mean, obviously sweet potatoes, but what makes it a casserole?
Well, I think probably the pecans and the brown sugar and probably the marshmallows, all of that that goes into it, maybe cinnamon.
Oh, well, that all sounds good. Not on the list, but boy, that sounds delicious. You made
it
me hungry.
It is very good. Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, Thanksgiving family feud today. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, how about pecan pie?
Pecan pie. Pecan pie not on the list, but a very good guess.
All right.
No pecan pie on the list today. Turkey number one, pumpkin pie number two, stuffing number four. What is the number three answer? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, what about gravy?
Gravy. Gravy is a great guess. Not on the list, though. Good guess.
Thank you.
No gravy on the list today. Good guess, though. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? You know who I was thinking about the other night was George and Mrs. Turoff, who used to own Turoff's down here in Marion. And I hope they're both still doing well. I think about them often because Mr. Turoff, George Turoff, worked at the hospital for years after he closed up his restaurant. And I'll tell you this. Marion General Hospital had the best food of any hospital, I think, on planet Earth because of George Turoff working in the kitchen at Marion General. I don't know if a lot of people know he did that, but he did that up until maybe the last 10 years or so, maybe not even that long ago. But boy, and his pies were the... I don't know what the Turoffs did with their pies that made them so good, But I would put that on the list, like coconut cream, banana cream. One time George made me a pie, like 4 or 5 years ago, and boy, I have missed those pies. Hopefully when this is all over, maybe I'll see the Turoffs and I can get another pie from them. Coconut cream or banana cream, either one, I'm good either way. But boy, they could make those pies. That to me is on the Thanksgiving list. Don't know what they did, but it was good pie. All right. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? Turkey number one, pumpkin pie number two, stuffing number four. What is the number three answer? Are we stuck now? We've named a lot of Thanksgiving foods, but we are neglecting one. 39 minutes past the hour. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? Go ahead, caller.
How about potato or macaroni salad?
No, potato and macaroni salad. You know, for me, I prefer the macaroni salad over the potato salad. Always have preferred the macaroni salad. All right, if a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? Turkey, pumpkin pie, and stuffing are what we have. Turkey, pumpkin pie, and stuffing. We have those answers. What answer are we missing? The number three answer. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy or might they bake? When we get down to the last answer, that's always the tough one. Now remember, we got turkey, we've got pumpkin pie, we've got stuffing, we've had a lot of good answers here, but we've still got one answer that is eluding us at this point. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? Now, think about that term bake. That might be a tip here. Go ahead, caller.
How about cakes and cookies?
What was that?
Cakes or cookies?
Cakes or cookies? Cake is on the list. Number three, you've got it. Now, cake is kind of interesting. I really would not have qualified that as a Thanksgiving food. But again, I don't make up these lists. But if a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of bake? Turkey, pumpkin pie, cake, and stuffing. Those were the answers. All right, let's go on to the next one here. This one has five answers. Kind of an interesting category. Okay, hold on. Let's take the call here, and then we'll come back with much more. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Okay. 740-383-9944. If that was you and you didn't get in for whatever reason, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Live radio here. All right, next category. Thanksgiving-themed categories here. Which kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Now, this is a bizarre category, but there are only so many Thanksgiving categories. So think about that. Which kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Five answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What kind of pants are you going to wear when you plan to overeat? Go ahead, caller.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants, number one on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, the old sweatpants hit number one on the list today. What kind of pants are best to wear when you plan to overeat at the big Thanksgiving holiday? Four other answers remain on the list. What type of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Five answers on the board, four left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about stretch pants?
Stretch pants, number two. Got it. I don't know the difference between sweat. Well, I guess I do. Stretch pants are kind of like that it's stretchy material. I don't know what you call that. But stretch pants and sweatpants, both taken on the list. Sweatpants number one, stretch pants number two. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Three answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, back to the other question. Cranberry
yes.
sauce or cranberry salad?
Oh, both good answers, not on the list.
Not on the list. Oh, I'm shocked.
I
okay.
know. Good stuff. Thank you. Good eats, without question. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? 44 and a half minutes past the hour here. Sweatpants number one, stretch pants number two, three answers left on the list. 740-383-9944, Thanksgiving-themed Family Feud questions here. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at the Thanksgiving holiday? Stretch pants one, no, sweatpants one, stretch pants number two. Three answers left to go. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. Be back in 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday category. What kind of pants are best to wear when you plan to overeat at Thanksgiving? Go ahead, caller.
Elastic waist.
Elastic waist. Are there a certain type of pants that have an elastic waist?
Jeans.
Number three on the list. You got it. Thank you. Jeans taken off the list here. All right, what kind of pants are best to wear when planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Number one, sweatpants. Two, stretch pants. Three, jeans. What are the final two answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we'll put you on the air. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Pajama pants.
Pajama pants. Let's see. No pajama pants. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No pajama pants on this particular list. Sorry to say. What we're looking for here, as we go back, what type of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at the Thanksgiving holiday? Now, sweatpants are number one. Stretch pants are number two. Jeans are number three. What are the final two answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're going to overeat on Thanksgiving? Go ahead, caller.
How about bibs?
Bibs, overalls?
Yeah.
Yep, number four on the list, overalls. Thank you.
Okay.
The old bib overalls make the list. Bib overalls. All right, we're down to one answer here. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at the big Thanksgiving holiday? What kind of pants are best to eat, or best to wear? You don't want to eat your pants. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at your Thanksgiving holiday? Sweatpants number one, stretch pants number two, jeans number three, overalls number four. What is the fifth answer? Best type of pants to wear when you're planning to overeat on the big holiday. All right, go ahead, caller.
A larger size.
A larger size, not on the list. You probably want a larger size, but that is not the answer on the list. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat on the big Thanksgiving holiday? We've got sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, overalls. What could the final answer be? What kind of pants are we forgetting? 740-383-9944 as you have the big Thanksgiving dinner, the turkey, the ham, the pumpkin pie, the stuffing, all those things that go into Thanksgiving. What kind of pants would you plan to wear if you were going to overeat on Thanksgiving? Sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls have been taken. What answer are we looking for here? 10 minutes left in this particular hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Don't forget the free Thanksgiving Day meal at Dayspring Westland Church, open to the public, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. carry out on Thanksgiving. If you don't have any transportation, delivery is available in the Marion area, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving, but you must put your order in before Tuesday, November 24th at noon. 740-389-3684. 740-389-3684. Order your dinner by November 24th at noon if you want delivery. And the free food bank tomorrow at the Richland Road Church of Christ, Saturday, November 21st, 9 a.m. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, free food bank, Saturday, November 21st at 9 a.m. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. Question again, which kind of pants are best to wear if you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? One answer left and 8.5 minutes left to go here. We've got sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, overalls. What's the final answer? What's the type of pants that we are missing here? 740-383-9944. If you're planning to overeat, what kind of pants would you want to wear to the big Thanksgiving Day holiday? Exactly 8 minutes left in the broadcast now. 740-383-9944. A little bit of an offbeat Thanksgiving question here. What type of pants have we neglected? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now remember, we've got the sweatpants, we've got the stretch pants, we've got the jeans, we've got the overalls. Which type of pants are we forgetting? What kind of pants are best to wear to a Thanksgiving dinner where you plan to overeat? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, yes. Could it be capris?
Capris. Not capris, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No capri pants on the list today. What kind of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Go ahead, caller.
Well, if you're going to be alone and no one's coming, you can wear your pajama bottoms.
You could wear pajama bottoms. I think a lot of people are going to be in those this year, but not on the list.
No pajama bottoms on the list today. What type of pants would you want to wear on Thanksgiving if you planned to overeat? Go ahead, caller.
Are you there, caller?
Short pants.
Short pants. No short pants on the list.
Short pants do not make the list here. 6 minutes left to go in this particular segment. What kind of pants are best to wear to a Thanksgiving dinner that you are planning to eat too much at? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Down to 6 minutes here. Got sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls. Still missing one. Go ahead, caller.
How about baggy pants?
Not baggy pants.
No baggy pants on the list here. What kind of pants are best to wear to a Thanksgiving dinner in which you plan to eat too much? Still one answer left. Remember, sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls have been knocked off the list here. What kind of pants would be best to wear to a Thanksgiving dinner where you planned to overeat? 5 minutes left. One answer left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls. Still one type of pants left. Go ahead, caller.
How about just your underpants?
Underpants. Boy, if you spill any hot gravy on yourself in that, you're in big trouble. Third-degree burns on Thanksgiving.
Lots of room.
Yes, no underpants. Thank you.
No underpants.
No underpants on the big Thanksgiving list here. What kind of pants are best to wear when planning to overeat on Thanksgiving? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about flannel?
Flannel. No flannel on the list.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is a toughie. No flannel pants on the list here. What kind of pants are best to wear on Thanksgiving when you plan to overeat? If you plan to overeat at the big dinner, what kind of pants are best to wear? Sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls have been taken. One answer left on the list. Rack your brain. We're about down to 3 minutes. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I just got a chance to tune back in. Has anyone said yoga pants?
Nobody has said yoga pants. It's a good guess, though, because now we're getting into more modern pants.
Hmm.
Nothing better than modern pants.
So that was wrong.
That was wrong, but I would put
I'm going to need you to never do that again.
Never do what?
Modern. It's just modern. Say it with me, Scott. Modern.
Is that like roots?
Oh, here we go.
We got those modern roots.
Tomato, tomato.
Kentucky,
ta-ta,
Ohio.
Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yoga pants was close. Yoga pants was very, very close. Probably the closest thing we've got. Now, think of name. You know, I think people call different type of pants different type of things, and I think that's where we are here. Yoga pants was close. Although I don't know what yoga pants are. Pants you wear to yoga? I don't know. All right. What kind of pants are best to wear to a Thanksgiving in which you plan to overeat? We've got sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls. What? Which one are we missing? We've got 2.5 minutes here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are we going to come back next hour with this one answer we can't get? What type of pants are best to wear when you're going to Thanksgiving and you plan to overeat? Sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, overalls, and a type we're missing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what about spandex pants?
Spandex. You know, I wouldn't say these are spandex pants, but in the yoga, spandex, in that area.
Or would it be jogging pants there?
That's the closest answer we've had. You know, some people call them jogging pants. Some people call them something else.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Now, I'm sticking to this answer because people call pants a lot of different things. So you've got to say the exact type here. I'm not going to give it to you unless you say exactly what's on the list. But jogging pants, this is kind of another word for jogging pants, kind of, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Athletic.
Very close. Same idea. keep guessing. Very close, very close. Not athletic, not jogging, but very similar. What type of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, overalls, and what? Not jogging pants, not athletic pants, but right in that area. I think this is even another word for those type of pants. Go ahead, caller.
About workout.
Not workout pants. Same type. A lot of people work out in these pants. What do you call these pants? Not jogging, not athletic, not workout. A type. They have a name. You can go to the store and ask for them. Go ahead, caller.
How about gym shorts?
Not gym shorts. Not gym shorts. Oh, jogging pants is so close. A matter of fact, the kids probably don't call them jogging pants. They call them this. Go ahead, caller.
Lounging pants.
Not lounging pants. Not lounging. The kids probably don't say jogging anymore, but the same idea with the type of pants. I'll take two more calls here before we go to break. One of the two, maybe we'll get this. What type of pants are best to wear when you're planning to overeat at Thanksgiving? Sweatpants, stretch pants, jeans, and overalls. We've still got one answer left here. Now, it's not jogging pants or athletic, but it's that type of pant. It's another name for that type of pants. Go ahead, caller.
Running pants?
Not running pants. But that's so close. One more answer before the break. Running pants is really close. Here comes the final guess before we go to break. Is this person going to get it? Go ahead, caller.
Running pants.
Not running. Very close, though.
Exercise pants.
No. What's jogging, running?
Running?
Not those two, but right.
Exercising pants?
Not exercising.
It's not jogging.
No, but you're right. Jogging.
Running.
What's right in that area?
I give up.
Okay, keep thinking. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to break. Come back. Okay, think of jogging. Think of running. That type of pants. We're coming back in 10 minutes. That's the type of pants we want. Stay tuned.
Incredible. I have to say that. But, you know, I like Chris. You know, he's like most Americans. He's like most personality, type 2 diabetes.
Oh,